My friends, how many of you here have had that Zacchaeus moment, that surprise encounter with an awe-inspiring person? Maybe it was our Holy Father Pope Francis, or the President of the United States. Maybe it was a sports hero, a movie star, or maybe even our pastor, Father Gregory. In our gospel today, you've just heard the story. Jesus is passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem and encounters Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, a man of much wealth and few friends. In the time of Jesus, tax collectors were the goons, if you will, of the Roman government. They had to raise X amount of shekels, and Rome didn't care how they did it. And it's no wonder that the Jews despised the Romans and their Jewish friends who sold out to the Roman establishment. One wonders what it had cost Zacchaeus to become the chief tax collector. What values had he compromised? What people had he defrauded? What relationships had been sacrificed? So there's Zacchaeus that day, the smallest tax collector of them all. He wants to see Jesus, but is too short to catch a glimpse of Jesus in the crowd. So Zacchaeus runs ahead of the crowd and climbs a sycamore tree so he can see Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we don't know why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus that day. Maybe it was curiosity. Possibly Jesus' teaching enthralled Zacchaeus, and he wanted to see him and hear him in person. Perhaps because Jesus is all that he is not. Or perhaps Zacchaeus was trying to see if Jesus might be the answer to the question of his life. My friends, do we not often strain our necks like Zacchaeus in his tree? Imprisoned sometimes in our loneliness, jealousy, self-pity and laziness. And then suddenly, the unexpected happens. And we get an invitation with the astonishing words, "Let's go out for coffee. You've had a hard day." Or, "Come and join us. It's not good to be alone." Or, "When are you going to invite me over? I'd really like to have a meal with you." Brothers and sisters, by climbing the tree that day, Zacchaeus opens himself to meeting Jesus. And Jesus responds by inviting Zacchaeus to hurry down from the tree as fast as he can because Jesus must stay at his house. In other words, by saying that he must stay at Zacchaeus' house, Jesus immediately invites himself into the outsider's life, into the intimacy of friendship. In that one extraordinary moment, Jesus reaches out to befriend an outsider and a sinner. And Jesus sees in this little man one whose heart is ready to move in a new direction. By inviting himself as the guest into Zacchaeus' life, Jesus demonstrates his mission to reach all people and to enter into our lives. And so delighted was Zacchaeus at Jesus' visit that he's willing to change, to give half of his possessions to the poor, and he promises to repay anyone he has defrauded fourfold. Perhaps for the first time, Zacchaeus is accepted without reservation or condition. And because of this, Zacchaeus thus shares the love he has received, putting his wealth to work for the common good, acting for the well-being of all rather than his own. My friends, whatever his physical stature that day, Zacchaeus now stood spiritually tall. This rich little man is transformed by his encounter with Jesus when he turns from sin and meets salvation incarnate in the person and in the promise of Jesus. It's precisely in the midst of human sin and misery that Jesus comes seeking us out to redeem us. Today, Zacchaeus went out on a limb, pun intended, to find Jesus and found himself embraced by forgiveness and the promise of salvation. Brothers and sisters, likewise too, Jesus asks us, all of us, to hurry down from our sycamore trees because he wants to stay at our house. Now, Jesus doesn't ask us where we live or what's for dinner. Jesus is adamant about one thing, his intent to stay at our house, the home of our heart. My friends, there's not a day in the week and not a minute in any day when Jesus isn't asking to hang out with every one of us. Actually, coming here today for this Eucharistic liturgy is something like Zacchaeus climbing that sycamore tree in the gospel. We come to this sacred place to get a better look at Jesus. And like Zacchaeus, we are called by Jesus to respond to the love of God in whatever way we can, and to enable others to do the same, thus transforming the darkness that engulfs us into the light of God's peace and God's justice. Brothers and sisters, because Jesus so often encounters people who are despised and unloved, stays with sinners and offers them hospitality, questions are then surely raised for us who are church. With whom should we eat? And who should come into the reign of God? My friends, those aren't Jesus' questions. Those are our questions. The hospitality that Jesus offers us reduces our questions to insignificance. Because sinners become friends, the lost are found, and all are restored to their rightful place as children not merely of Abraham and Sarah, but of God. And like Zacchaeus, we have all been called and invited to open ourselves to the Lord who is coming, so he can extend to us the riches of his own hospitality. Brothers and sisters, yes, sometimes we can find ourselves up a tree, if you will, in our relationship with God. But we need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. Instead, we need to let down our defenses, jump down from the trees in which we are hiding, give half of our belongings to the poor, and pay back those we have cheated. In our own humble efforts at kindness and understanding, and through our acts of generosity and forgiveness, we can bring to our own homes the salvation that Jesus brings to the house of Zacchaeus. My friends, today Jesus invites us, regardless of how evil or sinful we are, or how hopeless our situation may be, to just take a step toward God. And if we do that, we will be met more than halfway by a God who lives to love, to heal, and to save. Today, Jesus offers to feed us with his life in word and in sacrament, right here He wants to visit the houses of our hearts and to stay with us, to go home with us. Brothers and sisters, today the same Jesus who came to seek out and save the lost calls us to come down from our trees and invites himself to dinner. Amen.
Amen.